independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Travel ban blocked. He makes a lot of money. Blah, 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 blah. It's getting boring, actually. Politics is... I don't know how some people do it all the time. Let's talk politics all day. Talk about this. This is super important. I don't know. Tax thing last night was a joke. Travel ban blocked for now. And, you know, the rest of it is what it is. Ryan Kerr is floundering. He's out there giving speeches tonight in Nashville. Earlier today he was in Michigan. And we move on there to stuff that actually is more entertaining and I think kind of sad. You know, we live in a world where we get mad at snowflakes, right? We get mad at these kids who have hurt feelings. We get mad at these kids who, for whatever reason, I think the reason is us, and by us I mean the parents. We always want to blame them because they have no spines, or blame them because the world, you know, they think the world owes them something. When we have, for the last umpteen years, people who've raised these kids haven't put the obstacles in their way that were once there. Because we've been too busy running in front of them or helicoptering over them and taking away all of the obstacles. So they never, ever, ever, ever have a chance to overcome stuff. The great thing about life is it's going to come at you. It's going to throw everybody, rich, poor, black, white, gay, straight, believer in God or atheist, a curveball. It will. How you deal with adversity says a lot. But we've taken that away from kids. And we look around and we see these playgrounds across the country and we scratch our heads because kids aren't allowed to do 90% of the things that we used to be able to do. Remember when you were younger? It's like you were always outside. Now, granted, we didn't have the technology that these kids have. But we were outside, ride our bikes, do all kinds of stuff. Nowadays, we want the kids to be outside because we think they're getting too fat and they're lazy and they don't have the same kind of strength and the physicality that we used to. But then you hear stories like this one from Folsom, California.
It all started right here on this playground at Gold Ridge Elementary School with a game of tag. School says the game has gotten too rough and they don't want it played on their yard.
My principal doesn't want anyone getting hurt.
I don't really like it. I mean, I don't really play tag, but I don't think it's fair to everyone else that plays tag.
It's an age-old game and a childhood tradition played over generations. Gold Ridge Elementary is now cracking down on students playing tag on the school playground.
My principal, he doesn't want us to have tag at school because people, they touch too hard.
They touch too hard. That's what happens. Producer Phil, they get touched too hard.
Wow.
Then they cry. Yeah, exactly. Wow. That's a meme right there, people. I don't... what do you do? I was like, what do you do? You're a parent. I have a 6.5-year-old. I remember what... I mean... Bombardier, kickball, the things that we used to do, the way that we played, the tag, freeze tag, capture the flag, all of these things that were super active, and many times that we did them on the black asphalt, right? We did them there. Maybe once in a while you'd be at a place where you could play it on grass, but by and large, that's where you did them, and you had fun, right? You played handball, and tetherball. You did all of those things. And they were physical. And sometimes you'd get a finger pushed back, or sometimes somebody would push you too hard, or sometimes you'd run into people, or sometimes things like that happen. But it's all part of growing up. And the way that they make it act at this school, it's literally like you're going off to war. Right? Like you're heading out. Teacher's going to light a candle, put it in the window, because you may never be back. Right? Going out. Second recess. It's always dangerous out there. Sometimes we play freeze tag and someone doesn't freeze. Yeah. You don't want to see that. Jimmy fell down. Pick him up. We don't leave a man behind. We don't leave a man behind. Even if that man is wearing an ugly Izod t-shirt and a pair of tough skin jeans. We bring that man back. That's what we did. There's no crying Sally in freeze tag. And you wonder why kids are like that. These kids aren't making up these rules. These kids are going to the principal and going, "Principal, we're out having fun, running around, expending energy. If there's any way you can make this so we don't do that anymore, that would be super fantastic."
School principal David Frankel sent out this message on Friday saying, quote, "Students were instructed that physical contact, including tag games, touch football, etc., were not allowed on the yard."
I don't personally agree with it. Yeah. It's something we all did as kids, and I never seen any harm come from it.
Etc. is very dangerous. I saw a guy lose an eye once from etc. And you wonder why they're snowflakes. And you wonder why kids can't deal with stuff. When you're told you cannot play tag because it's getting too rough, what are you doing, right? Are you playing tag with what? Well, you guys have never been to my school. We actually have baseball bats with nails on the end of them. We play tag. Touch football? That's too dangerous? Are you kidding me? This is the America you want to live in? And we say stuff about the millennials, and we get on them. We get on the snowflake younger generation. But the truth is, the parents are just as much to blame as anything else, right? It always goes, in the end, it goes back to parenting. Because somewhere along the line, some parent complained, I'm sure. Little Jimmy doesn't play at all. Nobody likes him. So let's get everybody to stop. Man, I remember some bombardier. I remember, we played some games. It was like, I love dodgeball. You know what I love dodgeball? I love when that person, and they came up to the front of the line, and they were pegging somebody next to you, and they never saw you, and you just unleashed one, and you get that perfect grip where you could hold the ball, like, you know, your palm in a basketball, and you just let one go. Boom! It was great. It was awesome. That's part of life. Getting hit in the balls with another ball is part of life. Right? Throwing the ball high in the air and watching a girl scream. And knowing the ball's going to hit her, it's not going to change the directory. She's just standing there screaming. That was part of fun. You weren't trying to be mean. I wasn't trying to kill anybody. They weren't trying to kill me. That's part of being young boys. Now we can't play tag. Right? Now we can't do that? Little girls play tag, too. They can't play it? Nope. Can't play it. Not at all. As a parent, I couldn't even imagine. First of all, we've seen it over and over again. Little boys have pent-up energy. They lose their mind if they're cooped up too long. Then all of a sudden, they're told, your little kid doesn't behave. You need to take him to a behavioral specialist. Then they go and they say, I think little Timmy has ADHD. And they're like, well, you should put him on medicine. There's schools in Texas that have actually tripled the length of either the number or the amount of time in recesses that are happening. And the reason for that is because they realize you take away that pent-up energy, you get far more focus. Jack has been in trouble twice this year. Gets these little reports every single day. We can go on, we log on, and we see how he's doing. And he's having a great day today. And, oh, great. But twice he's been in trouble. Both those times were days when there was rain and he wasn't allowed to go outside. And we noticed that he was warned on several occasions, and then he got in trouble. It wasn't he started in trouble. And the teacher's like, yeah, a lot of the boys did. Why is that? Because it's got lots of pent-up energy. As a parent and as a teacher, I want to take that and put that to use. We're telling you, hey, kids are all fat now, right? They don't go outside. They're all fat. We got to have special nutritious food that nobody eats at school, thanks to Michelle Obama, and everybody's fat. Oh, my goodness, we need to have them go play. Well, you're not allowed to run, walk. Can't speed walk either. Don't touch anybody. In fact, next recess, I want all of us to go outside, and you'll have a little circle with your name on it. You stand in that circle, and you can do anything you want in that circle as long as you don't actually leave the ground. Please don't jump whatsoever, because I fear you may hit your head on the clouds.
Mom of four, Katie Estevez, says she doesn't worry about her kids playing tag, but understands the principal's efforts to cut down on fighting.
It's really up to him what he probably feels is best for his school. As long as it's being monitored and people are being safe, then I feel it's okay.
It's crazy. This is crazy. I can't believe that. 844-344-2423. Douglas in Oklahoma City, you want to talk about Trump and his tax releases, or the lack of tax in the releasing, if you will, of that. What about it bothers you or doesn't bother you?
Well, you know, first of all, I think you got precedent, right? You got the fact that all presidents in recent history have released their taxes. And it's all about just, you know, being upfront about your dealings in your personal life, because after all, we're talking about the most powerful man in the free world. And I think that it's just, I think it would be good for him to release his taxes. I personally don't agree with everything Trump does. I think he makes himself out to look like a fool sometimes. I don't necessarily disagree with some of the things he's trying to accomplish. But I think that if he released his taxes, it would just take the wind out of the left sails and just kind of, you know, and if there's something that they try to micro, you know, get him on, deal with that instead of having all this secrecy supposedly. And the other thing is, he said he was going to release his taxes. He said that he was going to do it. So for those reasons, I think he should do it.
Yeah, but he didn't say what year.
Well,
see, Douglas, that's got to be – he didn't say what year he was going to release. He just said, I'm going to release taxes. And lo and behold, a set of taxes showed up inside of a guy's mailbox. Next thing you know, we've got this crazy Rachel Maddow, check us out kind of night, only to find out it was a dud. I appreciate your call, man. And I think there's something to that. You know, it would shut the left up. But also, I think he likes to antagonize them. I think he likes to mess with them. I think he enjoys this. I think for him – drama and confrontation is, it feeds the beast that is his ego. I do. And I think he enjoys it. And I think it also always gives him, he loves to just sprinkle certain bits of information, truth, falsities, to get them running around and doing stuff. Don't be surprised if along the way, more things crop up here or there, more things are said, and a lot of times what it does is it diverts us from what's really going on or the things that matter. 844-344-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Always call the program again, 844-DIG-CHAD, and you can text us, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
I just want to say, that was not my original thing that I wanted for that little liner right there. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. We're talking about the whole tax thing. And, you know, Anthony's like, I would like to have seen him release it before, last year, I guess probably 2015 taxes is probably would have been 2016. He says he's under audit, and he's under audit every year. And I don't care. Producer Phil, you're like me. You really give a rat's ass. Like, there's nothing to it. I mean, it's for some people out there, they really can't. It's become the left option of the birther movement. Let's just say he would have released what you saw last night, and it said it made $200 million or $84 million, and he paid $16 million in taxes or whatever, and it wouldn't have proved anything. People, you're not going to get from that releasing right there, you're not going to get the answers that you want. You don't want his tax return, what he made. You want to dig through and find out every business dealing he's ever had, so you can try to tie it back to him being somehow indebted to the Russians and that they put him in place. He's their puppet or whatever. That's what you want. You're looking for something. Well, he probably has dealings with Russia. I would hope so. He's a billionaire who's got lots of dealings with a lot of people around the world. And Russian politics and Russian business are kind of one and the same. Now, how close is he to some of these people? I think he's not as close as a lot of people think. Are there people with inside of the Trump organization that maybe had far more dealings? Yeah, but I'll tell you this. There are more people inside of the cabinet, within Trump's cabinet, that have had closer ties and dealings with Russian leaders than Trump himself. People that have had real dealings with multi-billion dollar deals with not only business leaders in Russia, and again, business leader and politics are usually one and the same over there. Usually one and the same. It's just throwing it out there. And too often than not, we're always looking for a conspiracy theory. We're always, it's got to be something else. It can't just be this to the story. It can't just be this. It's there's no way. It's got to be something else. I don't think so. I think he loves the conflict, and he's going to continue to do it. And you know what? Knock yourself out. Chase it around. Chase the lost cause, because that way I can do everything else that I want to do. Right? Chase the lost cause because I can go over here and do this. Chase the lost cause because I can go over here and do that. Chase the lost cause because I can get Ryan Care. I could talk about Syria and do things with Syria, putting boots on the ground. 1,000 boots are probably headed over there sooner rather than later, ahead of the Raqqa offense. But chase the lost cause so we can do all of these kind of things. And when every time I need something, or every time I think that maybe I'm getting bad press somewhere else, all I have to do is redirect your attention like a 3-year-old, and you'll go over there and look at it. And then I can continue doing what I'm doing. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. You can also text us at 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And you find it interesting, does that? Yep. Texter writes it, Russian business and politics are the same. Ask Hillary. 100%. 100%. Misha Barton, we're going to be seeing more of her. Who's she? She's an actress that, there's a tape. It's Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Happy Hump Day. Speaking of that, Misha Barton, she was the star of The O.C. Apparently there's a tape out there of her having relations, if you will. She is calling it revenge porn, said she was given something. It's reported that the naked or sexually explicit images of Miss Barton are being shopped around. Miss Barton does not consent to any disclosure of such images. She believes that she was recorded without her consent. Now, hold on a second. She said she believes. That is not saying she explicitly gave no yes answer to record me. She says she believes that she said nothing or did not know. She believes that she was recorded without her consent by someone she was seeing at the time. There's a name for this disgusting conduct, revenge pornography. Revenge pornography is a form of sexual assault, and it's also a crime and a civil wrongdoing in California, and we will not stand for it. What if you shop it in Iowa and you sell it to a company there? Chad, you're just being rude. No, I'm not. It's a question. I think it's a fair question, right? Because she said, just because you're in California, what if it was sold in Florida and that's not a law there? Right? I mean, that's like, yeah, you cross the state line. Does it, what if it maybe if it was shot in there, but how can we tell where you had this taken, right? It's not like you flip the camera around and going, I'm going to have sex with Misha Barton. I'm at 5553 Main Street, USA, America, California, Los Angeles. Woo! No, you didn't do that. So you don't know. So she could say it was California, and you could say it was, I was in Florida. I was in, Poughkeepsie. I don't know. Jeez. Chad, you're not being very nice to Miss Barton. It's just a question. Let me tell you what. When we said this earlier, the words that came out of Phil's mouth was, who hasn't seen her naked? And I'm like, yeah. And now there's what? There's a Kendall Jenner, a Kylie Jenner. There's a sex tape being chopped around there. It's. Well, she's probably like, well, it worked for my big sister. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can email the show. Trump's latest and greatest executive order for the travel ban has been shot down. And we'll be going back to, I guess it's court, right? We're heading back to court. Going back to court. Doesn't mean any. This by the time all of this is said and done, he will no longer be president of the United States. By the time they get through all of these hearings and everything, he's not going to be president. He isn't. Producer Phil, what's the score in the play-in game?
It is 62-64. 63-64. Central down by one.
And they're playing UC Davis, that powerhouse of basketball. It's great. Like, this is what's great about this, right? Nobody cares about either of these two schools and their sporting prowess, right? Nobody cares. But tonight, people are paying attention because it's worth an extra point. And you may need that extra point because tomorrow, at this time, most of our brackets will be completely blown up, completely destroyed. And if Phil's going to lose to his girlfriend because she picks based on the color of the uniforms. So that scientifically is proven to be the way to go when it comes to things like this. Just letting you guys know that. 844 Dick Chat. 844.
This is the first time I've ever filled out a bracket.
That's the first time you've ever done it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, man. Every year Jack and I fill out a bracket. We went over our bracket. I think I got it good. My final four. Here's my sweet 16. Villanova, Florida. Baylor, Duke. Gonzaga, West Virginia, Xavier, Arizona, Wichita State, Kentucky, Cincinnati, UCLA, Mid Tennessee State. They're not sleeping. They're not getting Butler. You guys better watch out. You're going to get by that game. UNC, Seton Hall. You got to go for the Pirates. And then you got Louisville, Michigan, University of Rhode Island, Oregon, Purdue, Iowa State. And it's the usuals. The women's one's the easiest to pick. Right? It should just have Connecticut in the final four and then the other teams that have to play. Connecticut's, I think they've won 107 games in a row. They never lose. Women's sports. Jeez, Chad, you're being really rude here. But by the way, I picked UCLA and Arizona in the national championship game, and I have Arizona winning, and I have them beating UCLA 76-69. And producer Phil, didn't you pick all four? Would you pick three number ones?
I have three number ones and the number two taking it all.
Yeah, well. Man, it was what we love to do, man. America, we love this stuff. We eat this up. We love amateur athletics because it makes billions of dollars a year for a company that says, well, we got to make sure it's amateur. Whatever. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. A lot of people are texting in about the tag thing that we did earlier, and there's a school in Northern California that's not allowing kids to play tag or any kind of touch sports, touch football. I say, I think it's stupid. I think it's idiotic that we got into this point in our lives where this is what we've become. But we do this to ourselves. And then we wonder why a kid's 19 or 20 and they don't have the same hand strength that we did or our grandfathers and parents did. And we wonder why. Because we're taking all the physicality out of it. Now, their index fingers and thumbs may be stronger because they're playing video games. But what did you expect? That you take everything away from a child that has to do with any kind I've got to get over this hurdle in life, or I've got to get over this situations take place at school, And as a parent, we rush down there and we take care of it. I need to take care of it. And it's crazy. It's insane. It is. And all the while this is going on, right? Like, so all this is going on. I watched a movie last night called Cries from Syria. Our kids aren't playing touch sports because it's too dangerous, right? That's what they've been deemed. It's too dangerous. It's dangerous. Can't do that. Can't play touch sports. Can't play tag. 400,000+ people have died. Well, they estimate about 450 or so. 321,000 people are officially dead, but another 125 to 140,000 people are missing. They've lost 4 million people that have left the country since the conflict has begun. They're down to 18 million people. Cities are completely destroyed. Do we realize the greatness of our country and the things that we have here? I don't think people, I don't think at times it resonates how amazing our country is, and how incredible this great liberty and democracy and this great nation, and the idea of the United States is. And you look at that, and we've got to stay away from nation building. We've got to stay away from all this stuff. But all this crap's going on, you know, the taxes being released, and he's out there talking about, you know, the travel ban being shot down. And then he's over here saying, well, you know, the health care is going to be the greatest thing of all, and it's going to be all this, and it's going to be all that, and all of this wiretapping and everything. We're thinking about sending 1,000 troops on the ground, the boots on the ground, to Syria sooner rather than later as they get ready for the offensive into Raqqa. It's, and watching this thing last night, because, you know, for most of us, right, and I think this is true, I think for most of us, I think it's fair to say that we don't have a lot of dealings with people from the Middle East. And when we think of people from the Middle East, I think it's fair to say that most people think of, you know, somebody screaming Allah Akbar, or, you know, or save my salad bar, or whatever it is, and, you know, God is great, and then they blow themselves up, and that's kind of what that's the impression that we get. But you watch things, and you realize that they're no different in a lot of ways than us, right? Now, we enjoy our freedoms a little bit more. We have certain things. They have customs that they find that we may find bizarre, and we have customs that they may find bizarre. But by and large, we're still human beings, right? Two legs, two arms. It is so much the same. They want things that we do. They may be religiously opposed to certain things that we are totally fine with. But it's tough watching it. Because you see a little girl that they're carrying out of something, and she's blown to smithereens. That's a small human being. And we're worried about our kids playing tag. We are so blessed in this country. We really are. We are absolutely blessed. And we don't get it. And I think, you know, what a lot of times when I see and I hear people and they go off and they go on this crazy tangent and rant about certain things, It's a fear. You hear fear in their voice because it's an unknown. They don't know anything because they don't know anything. They freak out. And their first thing they do is attack. And they go at it. I'm going to attack. I'm going to attack. I'm going to attack. I'm going to attack. And that's what they do. And they attack. It's a sad situation. But watching that last night, if you have a chance, you have HBO, I suggest you take a look at it. Because these are people. And could you, as I was, we were talking earlier, could you imagine being in a situation where we had 1 million or 2 million people that died from you know, attacking each other, different sects of people, people maybe moving in from several different countries now, you know, trying to set something up. We're so lucky. We're so lucky. And for them, it's a day-to-day way of life, just surviving. Just going to the store is an effort to get through snipers and things like that, and then getting to the point where you're at the store and you're waiting that every potential person or noise or whatever could be the end. It's crazy. It is. And there are things that we don't get. And we understand because we've grown up with it. You know, I saw the picture that's floating around about the Saudi Arabians had their first girls' council set up. Right? And you're not going to hear this ever. Everywhere else is going to tell you all of this stuff about the Girls' Council that is like, ah, did you see that the Saudi Arabians set up a girl council? And guess what's not on there? Girls. Well, the picture they took, there wasn't any girls. It was a bunch of men, a bunch of leaders, mostly the principality of, you know, all the, that's what it was. What they didn't say is in the other room, because it's a Muslim nation, because they're not supposed to be in the same room, they're segregated, was the women's side of it, and they were communicating back and forth via Skype and things of that nature. That is the custom that they have. We find it odd because guys come and go as they please. We live in sin. Oh, we have Tinder and Grindr and all of these things. That's not how they do it. Funny you get a half a story, though. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Hey, business. I think it's picking up, and I think it's going to be motoring. I think 3.5% to 4% growth is what we're going to see. You better look to hire that right person for that position you have. You know the frustration of hiring over and over again because the candidate you get, it's subpar. It's not your fault. You're only posting in one place. Let me fix that for you. I'm going to tell you, go to ZipRecruiter.com. How would you like to post your job to 200-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click? You find candidates, any city or industry nationwide, and just once, boom, you post that thing, watch these candidates, qualified indeed, roll right into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails, no crazy wacky calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, you rate them, bing, bang, boom, boom, and you hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses, and now you, and you guys right there listening to the Chad Benson Show, this is what they're going to do for you, all right? They're going to let you post a job for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Let's wrap up Hump Day. Next, Chad Benson Show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's the Chad Benson Show.
These go to 11.
11 is cool. So, Phil, is your bracket already busted?
I am mathematically eliminated.
Oh, man, that sucks. I get so excited. Right? And then tomorrow I'll win, all but one of the games, and then I'll look and find out of like 3 million, I'm like 167,000th place. And then the next day, I'll win like 8 to 10 games. And then by Saturday, I stop paying attention to it. And then you perk up because you see, wait a minute, I got 7 of the Elite 8. Oh, my God. And you go and you look, and it still doesn't matter because you've lost so many of the early games. You do. This is what I love, though, about college basketball and these type of years, because you take these young kids, and most of them, understand it, we look at college sports, and we think all of these guys are going to go pro. Like, such a small percentage of them are going pro. Such a small. In fact, the guy that's going to be picked number one, folks, he's number one, he's not even playing in the tournament out of Washington. Dude's a freak. He's an absolute freak of nature, not even playing in the tournament. His team wasn't good enough to get there. Same thing happened last year. Ben Simmons, number one overall pick, didn't make it. He went 1 year. It's a waste of time. I hate the fact they make these kids go to school for a year because I just think it's completely stupid. The thing is, though, what you want to see in this, right, of all the things you want to watch in this tournament, you want to watch UCLA make a run. And the reason is because the dad of the kid Ball that plays for UCLA, he's nuts. Like, he's crazy. Like, he says his son is as good as, probably a little bit better than Steph Curry right now. And he's asking, because he's got two other kids that are getting ready to go. One of them's a senior, is going to go to UCLA, scored 92 points in a basketball game this year in high school. The other one's, I think, is a freshman or sophomore. He wants them all together under one shoe deal that'll pay $1 billion. My dad knew nothing about soccer, but I've coached parents like that who think, ah, my kid's the greatest kid of all time. My kid's, and his kid's talented. No doubt he's going to be a top. He's either one, and he's got a shot to do something. And $1 billion, while that sounds big, it's not without the realm of possibility to get maybe a half a billion if all three of them are really good, right? Like LeBron just signed a billion-dollar lifetime contract with Nike or Adidas, whoever he's with. So it's not without the realm of possibility to get something. But it's just, he's insane. And you want to see more of that.
Hey, it never hurts to ask.
No, never hurts to ask. Barkley, I think, challenged him to a one-on-one game because the dad said in his day he could have backed Jordan down and made a basket easy. I'm thinking you're insane on that point. Jordan would have crushed you. He would have knocked you unconscious with his knee because he'd have been so high. Just putting it out there. Solid fun show today. Thank Jimmy Fela for coming on. Check out his special on old Amazon Prime. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. We got to hurry, not because there's more basketball to be played, because Rachel Maddow is currently in the garbage at the White House digging up some more of those awesome receipts and stuff to definitely show us the dirty deal done by this president. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.